Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour. This afternoon, we're helping celebrate the return of a Chicago restaurant favorite. We welcome Anesh Montieva, partner at Russian Tea Time. That's at 77 East Adams in downtown Chicago. Anesh, it's good to have you on the show. So tell us about the reopen and what changes some people may see.
Hello. Yeah. So, yeah, the renovation lasted for a year, and it's a bittersweet feeling. Our team has worked very hard, and every detail was thought out in order to have a fresh look while not losing the unique charm and welcoming ambience. I think it turned out pretty amazing. I would love to see the reaction of our longtime regulars and new guests when they walk in.
Now, talk about in a pandemic, talk about how maybe your dining room is uniquely able to deal with social distancing. I mean, what sorts of changes are you making in that area?
Yes, running a small business is challenging and risky overall, and this pandemic puts even more pressure. And a lot of people with outside dining, they are luckier than us. We have only indoor dining. We reopened at such a trying times, and given the current circumstances, we want to ensure that our guests feel as safe and comfortable as possible. Therefore, we provide carry-out and delivery services.
And within the restaurant, I mean, you're not going to be able to fit as many people in there, but that, in a way, seems to allow for a different experience. I've been to several restaurants, and I know it's not good for the owners, but not having as many people in there, it's just a completely different, intimate experience.
Correct. And Russian Tea Time, it's by itself, it's like having a unique experience and transports you back in time to Imperial Russia. And you come here to experience a new culture and enjoy the nostalgic cuisine. And right now we have only like 25 people at a time. And I think it makes that experience even more private and even more unique.
Talk about the challenge. You've already touched on it in the pandemic where you can't have as many people there, yet you need the cash flow. You need to be open in some capacity as you try to hold on and maybe even make things work while we wait for the vaccine or something else to get here.
Correct. Yeah. Restaurants have even additional charges because we have to spend on gloves and sanitation and chemicals and face masks. It's even more challenging for the restaurants. That's why I would suggest to people to support their local businesses and order to go and online.
This is an entrepreneur segment, so you're speaking to other entrepreneurs. Talk about the necessity of being willing to pivot and think outside of the box when a challenge like this comes along.
Yes, it will sound cliche, but I would say stay positive. Do not let any difficulties to break you and love what you do. It's not the end of the road. It's just a bump. And the community is helping the businesses a lot. And I would just say don't lose faith.
You and your family took a 75% of the business in 2018. You operate the business, the Russian Tea Time. Just tell us, what was behind that? What made you say, hey, this is something that we want to dedicate our time to?
Yes, this is such an iconic restaurant that was in Chicago for more than two decades. And when my family saw that they were looking for business partners, we did not think long and wanted to be a part of this history. And ever since, it was a challenging yet worthwhile journey.
Yeah, and what are some things that you've learned along the way here, even in this short time? And not even pandemic-related, just as operating not only just a business, but also a restaurant and one that really does have some history.
I learned that running a business, a lot of people assume that having a restaurant is such a luxury, and it is indeed, but I saw how hard people work behind the doors and how interesting it is to be able to serve people, to talk to them, to learn about them.
It's one of the things that you find when you talk to people who want to get into the restaurant business, and they assume, oh, all you do is just, you know, sort of stand around making good food, and, you know, they don't understand there's a lot of hard work here to making this thing run.
Yes, indeed.
So when it comes to general advice for entrepreneurs, whether it is navigating a pandemic or just in general running a restaurant with very tight margins, what would your advice be?
I would advise, try to market your restaurant, try to launch deliveries and take out. I know companies like OpenTable, Uber Eats, and Yelp, they're removing their subscription fees and they're helping out the businesses. I would just say try not to lose faith and find other ways to increase your sales.
That is good advice. Thank you so much. Really good to talk with you. That is Anesh Montieva, partner at Russian Tea Time.